O'Hero Braided Line is the only gel-spun fiber line that comes in four colors, including our multicolor braid, which changes every 10 yards for trolling and deep dropping. O'Hero Braided Line is not only the thinnest line in the fishing industry, but also ranks as the highest in abrasion resistance, using the highest and latest technology. O'Hero Braid will cast further and last longer. It comes in many spool sizes from 150 yards to bulk size. Very importantly, with great prices. You can find O'Hero Braided Line at many of your favorite tackle shops, Tampa Fishing Outfitters, or online at justforfishing.com.
Precision Tackle manufactures the best performance floats on the market today. The Cajun Thunder, Back Bay, and Blue Water Thunder all offer quality floats that is the industry's first weighted surface-to-surface course with a noise-attracting click. No gimmicks, just a quality float that delivers trip after trip. Take it from me, Captain Jason Prieto. These floats will put more fish on the boat. From the original Cajun Thunder to the all-new Back Bay Thunder, you will catch more fish. You can pick one up at Tampa Fishing Outfitters or other retailers near you.
Welcome to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show, home of the premier guides and CapMel.com.
There's lots of good eating fish out there. You don't have to be snacking down on carp anymore.
Captain Jason Prieto, Neil Taylor, and Danny Guarino give you the latest fishing forecast to keep you dialed in on the fish.
First of all, it shouldn't smell like fish.
So get ready for an hour of learning, laughs, and a little bit of cutting up.
You chose as your topic fish.
Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show starts now.
This segment brought to you by Grizzly Coolers, coolers that are made to last a lifetime. For more information on Grizzly Coolers, check out their website at grizzlycoolers.com or visit a retailer near you.
And welcome to another great episode, Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. Myself, Captain Jason Prieto, is in the studio. Travis Yakel.
He's here, man.
He's in here.
Made it, finally.
He's over here wearing his free hat he got from iCast, and
yeah,
I like that color. Why didn't I get that one?
I got lucky, man. I made her go dig deep for one, man.
Yeah, you kept stealing hats and koozies. I probably got you on the wanted list for next year.
That's all right. I remember who I am.
Well, guys, it's been a great great week of fishing. Travis, you did some fishing down in Boca Grande.
Yeah, I've been all over the place.
We can talk to you. Well, you're on vacation. You go fishing. I don't understand that one.
Yeah, I spent a couple days down in Boca. I had a good client come in town after ICAST, and we did some stuff down there. We did some stuff in Tampa Bay. Got on some big Goliaths, did some tarpon, did some offshore snapper, did some mackerel, did some snook. You name it, man. We had a good time. So fishing was really good. It's been a couple, 2 weeks or so since I've been in chat on the radio, so got a lot going on.
Taking all kinds of time off, man.
I know
the
it.
Heck?
I know it. And then
taking time off for vacation when we're still busy. I need your life.
I know. I need a vacation from my vacation. I went.
Well, you need to quit fishing on vacation.
I know. The last 6 days we fished, and it was all with family, so it's really fun. It's something we do every year. We go down to a place called the Westin, or the Wannabe Inn. Used to be the one.
Where did they come up with that? I've been there since a kid. That's the dumbest name.
I know. It's an awesome place.
It's cool. The management's so-so. It's location.
It's up and down, yeah. You have to know what to expect when you get there.
Yeah,
and if you know what you're expecting.
It's not the Don Cesar. Let's go ahead and clear that up right now.
You're in good shape. But, you know, for us, we rent, I think this year we had somewhere close to 15 rooms in the whole resort. So we had one whole floor of the main Nautilus building, and then scattered out rooms, second, third, or fourth floor. We had the whole third floor. And it's just nice because the kids and the wives and, you know, whoever wants to go to the beach can go to the beach. And then you've got, you know, on the other side, you got Lemon Bay. So, you know, we'd go fishing every morning, afternoon, and then we'd come back and swim at the pool. We had three pools. Really cool place to go if you've never been down that way. So something we enjoy and get a lot of family fishing in. So I just got back literally this afternoon, had the boat dumped and getting ready to get back into real fishing mode. So, looking forward to that. Looking
was that
for a good
big
week.
Fishing?
Well, that was fun fishing. You know, not that I don't enjoy myself. But
you actually got to
I
fish.
Actually
you
got
went
to fish.
Bait and hooks.
Yeah. So
you
wasn't cool.
Baiting hooks and ducking on people.
No,
casting and
we actually did really well. We got on some big schools of redfish down there that I was checking on, and that was fun. Got some cousins and some uncles out there sight fishing redfish with me, so that was a neat experience. But looking forward to getting back on Tampa and seeing what's going on, man. The snapper bite's been good. So
yeah, this has been the weakest snapper, man. We had him chummed up, man. Like Dingy Robinson, I didn't snap. You know, with me, it's like I get somebody to say they want to catch some groceries, I'll snapper fish. But if I got four people on the boat that don't really know how to fish too well, and now they just want to go catch fish, we've been doing a lot of snook fishing because, quite honestly, the snapper fishing, it's as easy as it may sound. There's a trick to it.
There's a technique involved to really, especially getting the big ones.
Yeah.
When you get them balled up, and it's just like the way I relate it to, and a lot of times when I start snapper fishing in the bay, I directly ask the question, have you ever yellowtail snapper fish like in the Keys?
Yeah,
I kind of bring that up. And most of the people that say, oh, yeah, I've snapper fish in the Keys, we're doing the exact same thing. A little bit dirtier water, a little bit different fish, but it's the same thing as yellowtail in the Keys, the way we have to do it here. And it's a technique to it. You know, the whole freelining technique is different, and you really got to have some patience and a little bit of skill to get them in the boat. So,
yeah, it can be difficult if you don't, you know, some people just don't get it. I hate to say it. You know, when you take them fishing, they don't, you know, you can, I had some people this week and first off, they said, we've never caught snook, we only catch snook. And the guy, I said, we can catch some fish. And actually the guy tells me not to toot my own horn. He says, I said, we should be able to do some snook. I try not to be too overly confident when they're on the boat, just to, you know, let them make the call. And he says, when you said we catch some fish today and it's been good, I was thinking two or three. He goes, I'm on my 25th snook today. I said, the snook fishing's been good. And he was overjoyed that he wanted to catch a snook. And we didn't get any. Actually, we did that day. We did not get a big one that day. The day before, we got a big one. We got a 37. But he was from, what was he from? Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
And had a blast, man. They had a ball, caught a ton of small ones, and he couldn't believe our snook fishery and how many fish we had. And but we were gonna snapper fish, and he's like, let's snook fish. I was like, that's fine by me, because quite honestly, snook is easier to me.
It is.
Throw the power poles down and
do your thing.
Yeah, if they can't. And the good thing about this time of year is if people really are not good with the free line, which is not hard, but it's harder than a cord.
Patience.
It's not even patience because I
can't get, you know, I'm like, all right, guys, listen, you're going to open that bail up, you're going to let it go, you're going to let it go, you're going to let it go, and I always find the one person that clicks over and reels up.
Well, I'm a snook fishing with free line.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's not hard, but you have to, okay, so good instance, if you throw a free line out, typically you don't want to reel it in. Everybody wants to tighten their line. Well, you can't tighten your line. You just basically watch the line and you'll feel that thump. Well, even if you haven't fished before, but you've got a grasp of fishing, you might go through one or two baits and go, okay, that's the thump.
Mm-hmm.
Other people just don't. Their attention span is not there to figure it out. So that's where the corks are nice. I've been using the Cajun Thunder floats. They're excellent. They actually attract the fish. I enjoy using them. The only downside to the corks is with the St. Croix rods I use, the eye is just big enough where that steel thing will get stuck in the eye and people reel it up, which drives me nuts.
The swivel that's on the end.
Yeah, the swivel. The metal thing. The corks, that's my fishing terminology, the metal thing. But, you know, the floats work well. It's like basically, okay, watch that. When it goes under, reel as fast as you can to set the hook.
Yeah.
And people, no matter what level of experience you have, they can understand real fast, look real fast. But then I tell them my going joke on the boat is, you know, they'll not look at the float. And typically with a snook, when they hit the float, it goes under. If you don't set the hook or get in,
it's getting over.
Yeah, they just spit it out. They feel the tension from the cork and they're done. So I get people that obviously don't pay attention. I said, all right, listen, I got the shock collar in here. I'm going to start buzzing you if you don't. And it's the big joke.
The hot stick, man.
You know, typically the floats make it easier.
They do. And, you know me. I'm not a big float guy. There's days where I think it's a necessity to being successful in multiple different ways. You know, A, when you've got a client on the boat that maybe isn't as adapt to inshore fishing like we are and can do line management. That's what I call it, is line management, you know, because you can get tangled or up and down or not pulling up an up line or reeling the baits in too fast. And so line management really gives them a way, or that court gives them a way to see that bait, see what's going on. They can visually see.
It's as simple as it gets.
Right. It's as simple as it gets. But even as far as that goes, I mean, like, I use them, you know, in shallow water when I want the bait stay out of the grass, or when you've got fish that are feeding on the surface, especially like snook. Sometimes you get your white baits, and, you know, if you're fishing heavy grass area or fishing over potholes, baits will get in the grass. And so the cork's important there too. But the one thing I always tell people, and when I do it, they kind of look at me a little funny, but I'll take pinfish. And a lot of times when I fish pinfish, I use a cork. And what I do is I cork
you
them
and
up
your pinfish
just above the grass. Because a pinfish,
you always talk about
down
catching fish on pinfish, and, but I never see you use them.
Well, that's because I'm slick, bro. I'm
yeah,
not telling
you're
you.
Slick.
I'm not telling you.
I think you're trying to throw a curveball.
I
I'm
got
not
them,
falling
dude
for it.
I got them. They're always in there.
They're always. Yeah, it's a decoy. It's like the fake ducks, man.
Man.
Okay, come on, Travis.
Gotta love the pinfish, baby. You gotta respect the pinfish.
I think you told yourself that you caught fish so much on pinfish to try to decoy that you actually started believing it.
Oh, man. It's awesome. When they eat a pinfish, it's awesome.
I've caught stuff on pinfish. It's not a beta choice for me.
I tried them on cut.
And everybody's like, cut pinfish. I'm like, I don't catch much on cut pinfish. I don't catch much on live. The only thing I've done really good with pinfish is grouper.
I've caught.
And I'm not to say they don't eat it.
Oh,
it
yeah
don't work for me.
Yeah. I mean, to me, if let's put it this way. If you put me on a flat and you said, Travis, go catch redfish and pick a live bait of choice.
Let me get that decoy.
I will every single time take those pinfish over those greenbacks. Every single time.
I can't say what I call, but I call you know what.
Every single time. I promise.
Come on.
Listen, dude. I used to take pinfish.
My boat is right next to yours.
From Tampa to Boca Grande to fish redfish tournaments. I would take 6 to 7 dozen pinfish that I'd catch after my trips to Boca Grande to fish redfish.
Yeah.
100%.
Okay.
If I'm targeting redfish.
Gee, it's getting bad in here, man.
It's getting heated in here, man.
I think he's told lies so much that he's starting to believe them.
Ugh. Ask a real guy. Ask a real guy, Jake.
Oh, my God.
Ask a real guy.
Oh, my God.
That's all I can say.
Well, guys, we got 1 minute. We get back. We're going to give you the tides and weather. No, you're doing the tides and weather.
I'll do tides and weather. I like tides
and
weather.
And his weather report is going to be just about as good as that pinfish theory. So when we get back, we get to hear another theory from Travis. We're going to call it the Travis theory.
Yeah. Professor.
Yeah, the professor. The professor, Travis. That's your nickname, the professor. But, guys, don't forget, you can check us out all kinds of ways online. You can check us out facebook.com/Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio, or go to our official website of the radio show, captainmel.com. Sign up for the forum. Get involved in the fishing community on there. There's over 6,000 members, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you can go to the pod. Yeah, Travis is like, whatever. I'm going to get you to believe that one, right? And then also you can check us out on the Podomatic app to get our podcast, which is on there every week. Go to Podomatic and just download Podomatic, or go to the website, podomatic.com. That's also on Facebook. And we're also on iTunes. But right now, we got to go pay some bills. You're listening to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio on Sports Talk 1040 The Team. We'll be right back.
The Skyway Fishing Piers open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drive up to terrific action at bare minimum expense. No fishing license necessary. Enjoy some great fishing action at the mouth of Tampa Bay. Take advantage of our expert staff, rod rentals, and enjoy some awesome rod bending action from both our north and south piers. We are looking forward to seeing you at the Skyway Piers.
Captain Jason Prieto here, and if you're in the market for a new boat, I can't think of a better choice than Canyon Bay Boats. From their 2470 with its huge front deck to the popular 2400 with its full transom and offshore capabilities, they have the perfect boat for you. Each boat is custom built to fit your fishing style, and they have an option list that will make any angler glad they chose Canyon Bay. If you'd like more information on Canyon Bay, check out their website at www.canyonbayboats.com or just give them a call for a sea trial at 727-639-7584.
Designed by professional guides with four characteristics that all high-end fishing rods have: durability, sensitivity, stability, and value. Built to use under all fishing conditions that every angler faces, there is no rod that covers more of your fishing needs. Ohiro series rods include gold, platinum, signature, specialty kayak, and tournament rods. A rod for every angler. Whether you're a recreational angler, guide, or tournament professional, they have a rod that will be as versatile as your fishing condition. Find Ohiro rods at many of your favorite tackle shops, Tampa Fishing Outfitters, or www.justforfishing.com.
The tides and weather are brought to you by Werner Paddle. For decades, Werner Paddles have been handcrafted in the USA, making great paddles for kayak anglers. If you're looking for a new paddle, look to Werner and try one today, because a great fishing paddle is a great paddling paddle. Go to WernerPaddles.com to locate a dealer near you.
And welcome to the Tides and Weather segment of
Tides
the show.
Tides and Weather!
And we're doing a little Facebook Live sneak peek in the show here. So if you're on Facebook, you get an early little report.
You do.
Now, Travis, everybody gets to hear your screwed up version of the weather, which I hope is better than Neil's version.
It's about as good as any of these news channels.
This is true. This is true.
I mean, you
might be more accurate.
I mean, here's what I can tell you, and this is coming from meteorologist Travis here. It's going to be hot.
And it's going to rain in the afternoon.
You're going to sweat, and it's going to rain.
Well, I don't know about all that, but
there it is, man.
That's horrible. Why don't you give us the tides since they're a little more accurate?
Well, tides we got coming up now, guys. This airs on Sunday, so we're looking at the following week here.
Well, they do give tides for Sunday ahead
of
time.
Well, they have no excuses. They're hard to get a hold of, but we're coming up on new moon, so we're coming off that full moon. Going to have decent water in the morning, so we're going to have a little bit of higher water in the morning over a foot, especially on the south shore, and then we're going to get little peak tides that kind of peter out in the mid-morning, and then we're going to have some higher water in the afternoon and then some good outgoing tides like we've been seeing. So expect for some water to be moving. If you're looking at doing some snapper fishing, one captain's tip of the deal, try that slack tide out. You know, I mean, I've seen a lot of guys out there struggling trying to fish snappers, trying to fish some of those bottom fish when we get around these pushing tides.
That's why I've been hitting the snappers. Not on the slack, but like right at the end.
Just before or right before it starts.
Well, it's funny because I actually
need to move, and I watch my chum is what I do.
Yeah.
I'll watch, but if my chum's ripping, I know that if I get the fish up, you're good. But if you can't get them up, it makes it tough. So,
well, here's the deal. What I did the other day is earlier in the week, we had a high tide at like 9. Well, we got out about 6, got bait about 7:30, and I shot out to not where you've been getting snapper, where I've been getting them. And it's about 30 foot of water. And so I dropped the rod in down in the water and put it on anchor mode. We're sitting right on them, and I looked at my machine. And I shot you a screenshot of my machine.
Oh, yeah, it'll light it up, man.
And I started throwing some bait out. I threw like 2 baits. And I tell you, the bite was so good, I didn't even need a chum.
Yeah.
Like, they just came up, and I'm like, whoa, here they are. So we started dropping baits, and I mean, it was right into the incoming.
Mm-hmm.
And we had our limit in 20 minutes. Well, the tide went slack, and all of a sudden, they started marking on the bottom, but they wouldn't come up. And I started throwing a bunch of chum. Well, then the tide turned, because a particular spot I was fishing, it doesn't take long for the tide to turn because it rips. So we started getting them on the outgoing, and but we hammered them. We didn't get any real big ones, but we were just, I mean, these guys were like, we had like 100 of them behind the boat. It was insane.
Oh, it's been great, man. Like, I've been out there doing that late season tarpon stuff, and I had some guys on the boat the other day. We flew some tarpon first thing in the morning. So let's go grab some bait. We'll come back and do some snapper fishing. They go, where are we going? I said, well, we're coming right back here. I said, we got to go get some bait. And literally, I mean, we pulled up, and just like you said, you know, I'll normally try to get there plus or minus a half hour per the tide table, or you know, what I know of kind of the last couple of days, and I'll get set up right before that tide turns or ends. And generally, you can lift those fish. What I found is not that you can't get them and not that you can't get them floating. They're harder to actually see because once you get that tide ripping, your chum's not sink. Your sink rate's, you know, say, 20 feet behind the back of the boat where it was 5 or 10. You know, so those fish are starting to push farther and farther back behind your boat, and that's where it comes into that long free line, that more yellowtail snapper fishing, where once that tide's moving a lot faster, you really, really got to feed them line, and those fish will lift, but they're lifting farther back behind the back of the boat.
Well, we talk technical fishing is what you like to call it, and I'll tell you what, snapper fishing can be technical. When you're talking about
fish,
you can catch them on them rip tides, but I have customers, I say, listen, you got to free spool it. And what I'll actually do is take the rod, open my bail, and pull
the line out.
And so the line gets through the guide and it's just laying in the water, because even the line coming off the spool, it sticks on the spool, and you won't get that natural flow rate. And they won't hit it. It's got to go down. I tell people, I throw bait in the water. I say, see that bait going down?
Mm-hmm.
You need to imitate that
just
bait.
Like that.
Exactly, because if you don't, you're not going to catch them. They'll look at it and they go,
oh, yeah, no.
You know, they're not going
to
hit it.
We had a really cool experience the other day, and I had it's been nice. My last handful of charters, I've had multiple day trips. So, you know, I've fished a handful of days with the last couple of clients I've had. So it's been really nice, and we had a day where we snapper fished kind of quick. I said, let's go get a limit. Kind of snotty weather. We went out there, got our fish, came back in, kind of taught them how to snapper fish. Well, the next day we went out, we caught it just right. And they were actually able to see how picky the mangrove snapper were. The chum was almost, we got there ahead of time before the current started, or the tide started moving. So our chum was going almost straight down. And you could watch these snappers come up, tail the, you know, come up to it, nose it, and almost just nibble on it and then spin off.
Yeah, they're like, that one's got a hook here.
Exactly. And even the chum, even the freebies, and you could actually see them at a certain point on the drift, they'd eat. And I was like, that's the depth you need to be at, you know. And so you can kind of calculate your drift. You say, well, you actually need to be another 15 feet back behind the boat. That's when you're down 10 feet or whatever. And you could see the ball. They'd come up, they'd lift up, and they'd show themselves, and then they'd fall right back down. You'd see flashes down there.
Oh, yeah.
That's where they wanted to eat. They were coming up mouthing the baits on the chum, but they were eating them once they got below that certain happy level they were at, you know. And I think that's a big thing to being successful with snappers. They're not hard to find. But they're hard to get them dialed in where you can consistently just sit there and pick them off. They're smart.
It's no different than tarpon's a good example. Tarpon aren't real hard to find. Figuring out what they want to eat and what their pattern is.
Yeah, exactly.
It is the hard thing. And funny thing, we talk about tarpon traps. When you were gone, you were here last Friday. I went out and actually did a fun fish. I can't remember the last night fun. I had some good buddies, man. We go back to high school. We hang out all the time. And I owed them a trip, man. They take care of me and some real estate and stuff. And we went out and just had a good time. It was literally like I was fishing with them and screwing off. And we caught 30, 40 snook. And I said, all right, let's go snapper fish. And we get out there. So we start dropping baits. And I see this. And I was out there the wrong time. The tide was honking. I really didn't care. I said, let's just try it. And I got them chummed up. And I'm like, and the mackerel on it, and it's kind of surprising for this time of year.
It's a big mackerel.
Big mackerel in the middle of the summer. I can't get it. I didn't understand it really, because it usually doesn't happen that way. So the mackerel kept breaking us off, so I finally put long shanks on.
Yeah.
And went to long shank hooks, and my buddy and I'm kind of, they started chumming. I was just sitting back. I wasn't on a charter, so I'm sitting back there hanging out. And
my pets.
Well, yeah. He goes, my buddy goes,
they like the rodeo,
hey,
bro.
He goes, hey, man, there's a shark. So I jump up, and I look, and I go, that's not a shark. We had 250-pound tarpon eating off my power poles just about. And they were just, and one of them started belly, like almost like belly, on their bellies like a redfish does in the flat. So by the time I got the big rod, and we had a bunch of fry bait, and I had some big stuff, but finding that in a 50-gallon live well.
Absolutely.
By the time I got one, it was done. And not only did they not catch one, they spooked every snapper had there.
They will.
But we had a snapper there, and that was on your spot that was the real deal.
Well, right? that was the same day, because that was that same morning I fished, and we were already gone. We put a half day in, and we flew one of them tarpon, snapper fishing on a long shank, like number one. The guy goes, what do you want me to do? I said, just hold on, man. And, I mean, it peeled out probably 100 yards of line before it finally jumped, and I had a metal toothpick at the end of the leader.
Yeah, well, yeah, you brought a knife to a gunfight.
Oh man!
But it, you know, the snapper deal, man, it's fun. It takes a little while to dial in. If you know how to fish, it's pretty easy. But yeah, it's good stuff. It's snapper fishing is great for sure. I don't know what happened there.
I don't know what happened there either, but
no.
We're not the most technically sound. We can fish like the sun rises, but
yeah,
I tell you, when it comes to these videos,
I have these stupid ideas that I'm trying out, and I don't know. I guess it's working. I don't know. We got
yeah,
it on my phone.
It's all
we got
good.
It rigged up on the other microphone here just sitting, but hey.
Hey, we're rolling, man. We're rolling.
Well, guys, we got about 2 minutes here. Travis, let's wrap up a little bit before we go to break. I'm gonna. I know what I use. I'm gonna ask you. What have you been using leader wise for snapper hook size?
Man, I tell you, I rig. If I'm going snapper fishing, I rig 20 to 25, and it just kind of depends on that day, kind of water clarity and what's going on. But I normally start around 20, 25, and I'll get down to 10. If I can't get them to eat, I'll jump down to 10. Now you're gonna lose more fish than you'll catch generally, but you'll get a bite on every bait. So I like to stay in that 20 pound range. And since you brought it up. One of the things I was going to throw out there, and actually we'll talk about it on the next segment, but I want to talk about a little bit about the way I've been snapper fishing with my rig. So, but yeah, I'll start with 20, 25, and normally a number one, number two long shake J hook is what I'm fishing.
Well, guys, we got to take a little break here, but don't forget, if you missed our show on Sunday mornings, it's from 8 to 9 for you guys that are on Facebook checking it out. On 1040 Sports Talk the Team, you can always get us on podcast. You can find us on Facebook.com/Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio, or you can go to the Podomatic app on your phone, download the app, just search Tampa Fishing Outfitters, or go to our official website, the radio show, CaptainMel.com. Now it's time to go pay some bills. You listen to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio on Sports Talk 1040 The Team. We'll be right back.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-481-8230. That's 1-800-481-8230. 1-800-481-8230. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
The Come On Man segment brought to you by Alify Marine, located at 6128 Lewis Ave in Gibsonton, Florida. You can reach them at 813-671-2628.
And welcome back to the third segment of the show. Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio on Sports Talk 10-4 The Team. Captain Travis Yacon put you first in front of me because that's the tall guy.
Man, you're so cool.
And Captain Jason Prieto is in the studios. We just did our second clip live on Facebook.
We're
going to try this out. We're pretty dumb fishermen, but we got these crazy ideas. We just don't know how to convert. We need a manager. We get an idea and they actually go do it.
What was it?
A manager.
Yeah, but what was the one we just talked about this at ICAST? What was the production company?
I don't know. You're
the
losing.
The movie.
Step Brothers.
Yeah.
Well, Step Brothers.
What's the name of their Worldwide?
Oh, Prestige Worldwide. Prestigious Worldwide. That's top three. Gee, what do you think? Top three movie? That is one that you just watch over and over. And I think we should have their boats, and you know what? That should be our intro song. How good is that? Can we take the lyrics out? I don't know. Neil probably wouldn't like that because he's got some kind of 80s country stuff for our
Orchestra, the Florida Orchestra.
He changed the theme songs up, but I don't know if I'm on board with Alan Jackson. I mean, he's cool, but he's old, you know?
Hey, Alan, hey, no, wait a minute. Hey.
Come on now.
Come on,
man.
Hey, that's a come on, man, now. You're talking about Alan Jackson, man. Come on now.
Speaking of the come on, man, do we got one this week?
Oh, man.
Things have went well. Things have went...
I tell you, I mean, it's not a good one, but I got one. I got a cousin that was in town, and kind of like a brother to me. He lives out in Texas, big time.
How are you going to put your cousin on the come on,
put him
man.
On blast. He's like my brother. So I take him out there, and I borrowed a buddy of ours' tower boat to go fishing down in Boca, go look for some redfish schools. So we're out there and hunting down some flats. I'm looking through my logs and ended up finding some fish. And put them on, no lie, 300 to 400 fish in a single school. They start floating in front of the boat, bright red. I mean, just lit up on top of each other. And I go, see those fish? No, man. What fish? You see those red fish right there? No, what fish, man? Cast right over there. Cast, like, completely opposite of where a giant school of red fish.
Another school around.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, dude. So I reached down.
Like, did you really just do that?
Yeah, I'm like, come on, man. So I reached down and I sling over there and hook one of these fish. And he goes, oh, my gosh, dude, those are redfish? And I'm like, yeah, dude, those are all redfish. And it was just, come on, man. Like, are you serious right now? And he's such a herky-jerky bass guy. So I had him throwing gold spoons, and he's just snatching them out of these redfish's mouth. They're coming up out of the water eating these gold spoons. And this guy's just snatching them out of his mouth. So this week, My good, great older cousin, Brian Richards, you are the come on man. And one day I'll let you redeem yourself, but for today, you're the come on man. You are the redfish schooling master come on man.
That's funny.
And I said, they're going to be orange. They're going to be orange red. And he's looking for, like, mullet, I think, you know, like brown, darker fish. And I go, no, you're going to know they're there. It literally looked like a ball of grass swimming across this flat. And he couldn't see it until I pointed it out and put one on the end of the long stick. So,
well,
that's my come on, man. And the reason I bring it up is because, like, I've taken a lot of people red fishing. We're getting into that time of year where it's my favorite. We're moving into, not yet, but we're starting to move into a fall, you know, run of these redfish where they're going to start balling up, getting into big schools, and you can start to find them now, especially around coming off this last full moon. And I've always told people, I say, have you ever seen a school redfish? Yeah. Well, when you do find a school redfish and they're all lit up, especially down south, in the area that we're fishing, they're really, really bright orange. And you almost think that what you're seeing is not real. And that's kind of what happened to him, was he didn't really think that he was looking at, you know, 300 or 400 redfish, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the way that they move, they don't really look, you can't pick out one single fish. It's just a big red ball. And so... Brian, you're the come on man for me, brother.
Yeah, well, hey, we've all made the.
It's just funny, man.
We've all made the come on man. I mean, it's just part of life.
It is, brother.
If you don't make the come on man, you're missing out on life. That's the way it is. I mean, you know, it's come on man is not. G's even been on the come on man. He just don't even know it. He's probably the problem with him though. We put him on the come on man.
He edits it out.
Gerardo, we call him G. He's our board op, so he just edits it out. So he never gets to be on the come on man, but we'll put him on there. We'll even put him on blast. He's the final say
cool
on the show.
Though, man. He's cool. He just lays low.
Dude, he's
does
like,
his thing.
He's cool like the breeze, man. He just flows with it. He ain't scared. Well, guys, it's been a heck of a show, and if you haven't been out fishing, you got to get out. This has been a good summer. Not really for tarpon, for me, tarpon season. And I know Travis is going to be hooking fish, and I just don't have the energy.
Yeah, like, I put in some
fish.
We put in a lot of work this year. Last year wasn't quite as bad. The fish were really happy. A lot of people blame it on, El Nino. You know, every year is different. You know, fish have moved in. But the things that happen around them...
Well, we both agree. They wasn't like they were in previous years.
No, they didn't move in super, super thick, and I think they ended up passing us by. Some of the fish, I've gotten some good reports of even farther up north. Excuse me. But the one thing that stops those fish and really lets you see them is when we have an influx of bait out there in these certain areas where we get big, giant schools of fry bait or even threadfin herrings. and we really haven't seen that activity taking place to keep those tarpon excited, you know? Like I was telling you, I've got some numbers that I've been fishing, and literally I'll roll up, anchor up, or, you know, trolling motor, take the Rodan out and kind of trolling motor around in that area. Normally I'll see one or two roll, and then I'll set up and start fishing. And years past, you could almost drive up there on a plane and see tarpon rolling or exploding out of the water, doing different things. And so this year the activity of the fish has been a little bit low, but we have been getting plenty of fish. We've been hooking fish, flying fish, landing fish. I've definitely had to pull out the tricks this year, though. You know, you got to have crabs, you got to have cut bait, you got to have live bait. It's been one of those years where you got to have everything ready,
yeah,
and you don't know which one they're going to eat. So
let me tell you something, Travis. You are a dedicated fool. You're out there 10 o'clock at night getting crabs for the charter.
I went and dipped crabs. This is like my fourth time this year getting crabs, and it's been work,
really?
Man. Yeah. Well, I mean,
you didn't make it to the doctor.
Man, yeah. Crabs.
I couldn't help it, man. That was just like right there for the taking.
I can't
taking.
Get them out, man.
That was for the taking, brother.
There's
like
a lot of eggs, you know. But, yeah, I mean, it's been work, man, and I don't mind putting the work in. It's part of it, and I'll do my part on it, you know, to get bit. And so we found a couple little times during the day, tides, areas that we've been pretty successful, and so we've been hitting that. But outside of that, we, you know, I don't know if you mentioned it on any of the other shows, or if you guys, we kind of hadn't talked about it much, but I've been getting some groupers, Jay. A lot of groupers coming up in my snapper.
You wait till we get on the air to tell me this?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, actually, you did tell me.
I they're not big.
I haven't.
I mean, they're not Mondos, you know, but good, solid. We've gotten a handful of keepers, but a lot of them are like 20, 22 inches, those old fish that we used to keep, you know?
Yeah.
But they've been coming up in our chum, and I've actually been kind of beefed up my snapper gear this year. I've actually gone to 20-pound line. I'm using a 7-foot Therese inshore, you know, spinning rod with a little more backbone on it, and I'm using the Shimano bait runners. And that was something that I was, that was what I wanted
them
to talk about.
Them are old school there, bait
yeah,
runners.
Baby.
Dude, that was
but,
a good reel. Still
but
is.
Let me tell you, man, for snapper fishing, it's awesome. Because I can set the bait runner up, I can have the client free spool. When that bait runner starts going out,
just
all they got
to
do is click over and reel. So, and it's almost like a game where, you know, when you free spool, the line kind of falls off. Unless you're peeling it off like you're supposed to. But a lot of times, the clients will flip the bail open and just kind of let it kind of roll off the spool. With the bait runner, they have to pull it out. And so I know if they're freelining because I hear my bait runners going out. So I consistently hear those bait runners going out. I know they're freelining. And I also know when they get eight because I'll hear that freeline drag start spinning.
On them pinfish?
And I'll tell them to click over. Giant pinfish.
Giant pinfish. Travis the secret catches everything on pinfish. When he goes up flat and he sees greenbacks, he goes the other way.
Well, I didn't say that. I will choose a pinfish over a whitebait any day for redfish.
You're crazy.
For redfish. Now, giant snook, I'll do the same thing.
You're crazy.
Same thing.
You're crazy.
Same thing.
You're crazy. Depends on time of year. You're going way too just.
No. If you're going to target big fish,
so you mean to
a
tell
big
me.
Snook or a big redfish, you better put a giant pinfish on.
This is the part where if we don't know what we're talking about, we'll just make it up at the show.
I got proof, bro.
Oh, proof. You got a fish that you held that nobody can see what you caught it on. You're going to say it's a pinfish.
Well, I got clients. I got proof,
oh,
man.
Yeah, your clients are going to lie proof. For you.
Well, that's a good client.
Come on, man. You're about to be on the come on, man.
I'm telling
Jeez.
You, bro. Hey, Jason. Hey, for a credit card, I'll need that credit card number. You can book a trip.
And I, too, can book a trip with Captain Travis. Speaking of booking trips.
Let's book one.
Let's do one. Let's do it. I'll call myself. 373-2610-8130 area code.
That's it, baby.
That was a shameless plug right there.
That was horrible. A-.
That's our premier guide's number. By the way, guys, we actually got to take a break and pay some bills and let some of these advertisers get some airtime. What do you think?
Can't
take it all. We listen to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Ray. We get back. We're giving the captain's tip of the ring in a week and going to wrap the show up.
Want to catch more fish? Try Ohiro's 100% fluorocarbon leader. It's by far the most invisible fluorocarbon on the market today, with superior abrasion resistance to meet any rugged saltwater conditions. Ohiro fluorocarbon leader is easy to tie and comes in all strengths to fit every angler's needs. Used by many tournament anglers and charter boat captains, Ohiro fluorocarbon leader should be in your tackle box.
See them at www.justforfishing.com, Tampa Fishing Outfitters, or any of your major tackle shops.
Precision Tackle manufactures the best performance floats on the market today. The Cajun Thunder, Back Bay, and Blue Water Thunder all offer quality floats that is the industry's first weighted surface-to-surface course with a noise-attracting clip. No gimmicks, just a quality float that delivers trip after trip. Take it from me, Captain Jason Prieto. These floats will put more fish on the boat. From the original Cajun Thunder to the all-new Back Bay Thunder, you will catch more fish. You can pick one up at Tampa Fishing Outfitters or other retailers near you.
Okay, here we go, people.
This is The Herd.
Where are you again?
With Colin Cowherd.
Michael Jordan, who has always been incredibly reluctant to get in the way of business. Michael Jordan's about his brand, about money and selling shoes, and he's made $1 billion on it. But we got all sorts of things happening in America right now, and Michael Jordan hasn't said a word, and I've said this is who Jordan is. Well, this morning, Jordan comes out, gives a couple million dollars, one to a chief of police institute and one NAACP legal defense fund. And he comes out, it's carefully crafted, and a lot of people are saying, Colin, see, Michael Jordan cares. With Michael, tip of the cap for giving the money, I don't feel this is some unbelievable soul-based dedication. It's to protect the brand and connect at some level optically.
This is The Herd.
Sports Talk, 1040 The Team. Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Twitter. Twitter. Tweeting.
Stay up to date with the most in-depth coverage of your favorite teams. Follow Sports Talk Florida on Twitter at Sports Talk FLA and like us on Facebook.
You're listening to Sports Talk 1040 The Team, powered by NBC Sports.
Want to fish with one of the hosts of the Tampa Fishing Outfitters radio show? All you have to do is give us a call, 813-373-2610. And now it's time for the Captain's Tip of the Week.
This segment brought to you by Powerpole Shallow Water Anchors. Swift, silent, and secure. For more information, go to powerpole.com.
And welcome back to our last segment. If you're just tuning in, well,
this
you're
the
about...
Captain's Rick of the Week.
Yeah, Rick of the Week. If you're just tuning in, you're about 45 minutes late, but hey, they say better late than never. You listen to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio on Sports Talk 1040, The Team. Captain Travis Yackel, the man, the pinfish man.
Pinfish master.
Pinfish master. And Captain Jason, the average guy that used greenbacks.
The master.
I'm just the master. I'm that good, right? I like it. Is that self-promoting? We do a little self-promoting here, too. Guys, if you haven't heard, Travis is talking a bunch of bull today.
Oh, man.
And he's trying to get you to believe that he uses pinfish.
Actually, no. Actually, leave them all out there, guys. Don't get them.
There's plenty. Listen, I don't think... Have you been on the flats lately? I don't think we're going to lose pinfish.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of pinfish right now.
So you should be catching a lot of fish.
Awesome. Fill a gold spoon.
Fill a gold... Here we go. Now you're sounding like Captain Danny here with the gold spoon.
I'm just telling you, bro. Hey, listen. The tires are still round for a reason.
So what's our captain's tip of the week? Since
it works.
Oh, my God. Travis, give us the captain's tip of the week, because I don't know if I can handle much more of this.
Oh, man.
Now, all these tips you got, you can't... When I put you under the horse... Under
tip of the week is, like, up there, you know?
Like, past the gold spoon and pinfish?
Oh, sure.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
This is classic. This has got to be one of our best shows. Just the simple fact that I've made fun of you the whole show.
Yeah, it's been pretty good.
And we did some Facebook thing, which I really don't know what I did, but there was people watching.
Captain's Tip of the Week is call Jason Prieto and book a charter.
But go with Travis, because I want somebody to call me back and tell me how many pinfish you caught. What's the number, Travis?
I have a guy, Scott Love, the owner of Goodyear Tire Center in Valrico, Florida.
Your buddy. A.K.A. your buddy.
Hey, listen, he can see it first. He's witnessed it firsthand. Snook, 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 snook. Hey, you want to catch a redfish? Put this on.
Listen,
boom.
When somebody asks you for a referral for jobs or application, they don't ask you for one. They ask you for three.
I got three.
Yeah, right.
I got three.
Well, listen, I'm going to give you my captain's tip of the week, and it makes a little more sense than Travis's because we really don't know what to believe.
That's
what
I was saying. He just called Jason. That's the tip of the week. He's got it.
813-373-2610 is our premier guide's number. If you want to book a trip with any of us, whether it's kayaks, offshore, nearshore, inshore. Inshore is what we specialize in. Kayaks is our specialty. Again, 813-373-2610. Don't forget, you can check us out on Facebook.com/Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. And you can check our page out, like our page. We're going to be trying, we're going to stick to this idea. We're going to try to do some live sneak peek stuff on Facebook before the show actually airs to get the anticipation. I don't think we're going to do the whole show, but we'll do like little clips and just see how it works. And we might be onto something. We just have to figure out how to actually do it. We have ideas.
We got
to
get Neil to wear clothes now.
Yeah, Neil. Neil's always the scary. He's always the,
you
he's the
watch
wild card.
Neil.
He's the wild card because you don't know what he's going to say, and he's the wild card. What do you do?
I don't know. I don't know. I hope he just doesn't bring the Strike 3 kayak team because
yes, there's
we're
a lot.
Almost both going to be in trouble.
It will be divorced, and I don't know. It's not going to be good. But
I will say.
Let's talk a little about this grouper. We got off on our tangent about your penfish.
Well,
I was coming back to it.
But the grouper has been good. We've been getting some grouper coming up in these snappers. May just be the area that I'm fishing. But
I fished the same area. I have the numbers.
There's been quite a. Might have just been the boat.
Are you sure that wasn't the.
Might have just been the guide.
Listen, you sure it wasn't. I think it was a snapper.
What I'm telling you
is
there's been grouper coming up in our chum slick under the Triton.
You know what? You're definitely. Next week, guys, we have the Come On Man covered. There's no doubt about it. This is. Travis, you are the Come On Man for like the next 4 weeks.
Oh, man. But the grouper has been picking up. A little bit, and one of the things I wanted to say was, this is a time of year where I like to kind of do some different stuff. It's so hot out, and one of the things we did was we went down to Boca, no secret, and we pulled on some big Goliath groupers, and that was a nice twist to our everyday, you know, grind. I had a really good time doing it. Something that, you know, Jason and I had talked about maybe dialing in some spots here locally in the bay to maybe put some clients on. I don't know if Jason's man enough for it. If you've ever seen the size of
me, tell you something.
I mean, I'm a giant, okay? I mean, I'm about 7'2", 350.
You've never stacked yourself.
So I can handle these fish.
Have you not?
Jason, on the other hand.
Listen.
He needs to get in the gym.
I'll tell you, the come on, I'm in the gym, but the come on man is 12 years a guy, and I'm sitting in pain management. They're talking about blocking two of my nerves in my back.
Oh, yeah. You don't need that back. You're gonna be like the guy off King of the Hill. He's gonna chop you off at the knees.
Anything that starts with King of the Hill can't be good. I'm gonna give you my tip of the week because we dropped this on making fun of Travis and now he's making fun of me. But tip of the week: get out early. The bite has been done at 12, 1 o'clock. Now the exception is snapper. I think they bite throughout the days are in deeper water. Get out early. Get your bait early. Bring your quarter inch net for sure. Need a quarter inch. Get you a quarter inch net, the bait small, get you some Purina chum, get out there, chum the flats, get your bait, leave the dock at 6, you'll have bait by 7, fish to 11, 11:30, go in. And I'll be honest with you, it don't even matter when I'm on the, as far as the tides for me, it don't even matter. I'm in by 12, it's too hot, the afternoon, and you've been fishing some afternoons, but
I've been waiting,
it's
though.
Sketchy. It's been bad this week when you've been gone.
Yeah, and it's been bad down south. I mean, we went about an hour and a half south.
You actually had a lucky stretch of weather.
We did get lucky, and we fished a lot of those outgoing tides in the evening, and we had some great weather and had some great fishing, too, so we did get lucky. And like I've always said, you know, just be careful. This is the time of year, and what do we hear, 2 or 3 lightning strikes last week, man. People are getting, you know, struck all over the place. There's been a lot of lightning out there, so especially late in the afternoon. These thunderstorms, these thunderheads build up, and even some of these radar apps, you know, I've noticed, they're good, but sometimes, you know, you can gauge a lot better by looking out there and seeing what you got coming than looking on your phone and go, oh, it doesn't look that bad, because I've seen it where I go, oh, it doesn't look that bad, and you get out there and it's black, and I don't care what my phone says, I know that's not safe. So, you know, use your best judgment on that, guys, and definitely be careful out there, but stray away from, you know, and we've talked about this for the last couple of months, is that 11 to 2 time frame, it's just hot. It's just miserably
brutal.
Hot. And, you know, especially if you're not bottom fishing or fishing in some deeper water, you're pretty much just spinning your wheels, man.
I'm always spinning my wheels.
You're just killing your baits.
I'm always killing something.
They're going to die in the live well if they don't die on the hook.
Yeah. I tell you another secret, too, for tip of the week that I've really done is that there is some bigger baits on the flats. Don't kill yourself trying to find it, but you'll see the real small stuff showering right now. And we've had our second hatch, and typically we have one in July, bait grows. We have a second one in August that really messes things up. What I've been doing, stay away from the stuff you see on the surface. Get over in a pothole and start chumming. And you'll see the pinfish come up, and then you'll get that bigger bait. Then what eventually happens, don't mess with Travis's pinfish, okay? But secret bait, now it's out. Everybody's going to be in the bay with pinfish. Hey. It's a decoy, guys.
Give me some credit when you guys start whacking.
That just means you're going to be out there with white bait while everybody's using pinfish.
I'll use pinfish.
Yeah, okay.
I'm done with them.
Yeah, right.
You got to see them come out of the bat.
But get away from the stuff you see showering. And you can actually look at the bait. You can tell how big that bait is by looking at the dimples on the water. And if it looks small, it is small. But the bigger stuff's kind of on its own. And when I say big, it's not huge. There's some big stuff and medium stuff.
Yeah.
But right now, this week, that small stuff has moved in, and you'll gild a quarter-inch net. Makes good snapper bait, but you really can't do anything with it. So that's my tip of the week on the bait. And don't forget, I can't stress, do not bring. I watched a guy. Don't bring your quarter-inch net. I've seen a guy throw, and he actually had decent baits this time of year. And he Christmas-treed that bad boy.
Mm.
And I looked over, I'm like, what are you doing? I mean, that thing was lit up.
That's a horrible feeling.
Well, especially if you're not fishing the next day, because if you just leave them in there, they'll come out. But he had the bigger ones, and they don't go out. Like, the small ones will kind of shake out pretty easy. When you get them 2-inch baits, 2.5, they're pretty solid. I mean, they're, you know, I mean, when I say big, he probably had a, I almost wonder if he had a 1/2-inch net, because the bait looked big in the net, and I'm like, man, what is he doing, you know? And he's shaking it, and I'm thinking, you got good bait. What are you shaking it out for, you know? But, bring your quarter-inch net. Bring you some chum. There's plenty of bait on the flats. I still see everybody at the towers, and there is some bait at the towers, but if you don't have one dialed in, it ain't worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, even the thread fins have been hard to come by. They're out in the middle of the bay. So that's our tip of the week. This has been our show. Guys, don't forget. Again, our podcast is available Podomatic.com Podomatic.com or download it on your phone. I can't talk. I'm stuttering on the radio. It's not a good thing.
Well, I'm glad you got the Rick of the Reek out.
I know. I got the Rick of the Reek. Also, you can check our Facebook page out. Like our page. We put the podcast up there weekly. Facebook.com/Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. And if you'd like to do a charter with one of the hosts, myself, Captain Jason, Neil Taylor is a full-time fishing guide in Travis Yakel is also a full-time fishing guide. Fish anywhere in Tampa Bay and St. Pete. Give us a call. 813-373-2610. And until next week, tight lines, stay safe, watch the thunderstorms, and go catch some fish.